time on Morning Michigan with Layla El-Husseini. Radio Baldy is broadcast at the same time in Chicago on WJJG 1530 AM from 7 to 8 Central Time on Radio Chicagoland, hosted by Ray Hanania. Our call-in numbers in the Dearborn region are 248-557-3300 or in Chicago at 708-493-1530. Go to RadioBaldy.com for contact information and show guests. And now, stay tuned for the best radio talk show on Arab and American issues with your hosts, Layla El-Husseini and Ray Hanania.
And good morning and welcome to Radio Baldy. I'm Ray Hanania here at WNZK AM 690 on your dial. Our number is 248-557-3300 if you want to call in and talk about some of the issues we're going to be discussing today. Really two big issues. One in Dearborn that took place this past week, this effort by hate groups to exploit the murder of Jessica Mukdad. We're going to talk a little bit with listeners about what they make of this and how did they view what was happening. How they, the protesters that came here from out of town, like Geller and Spencer, these were people that they just hate Muslims and they want to do whatever they can to exploit something and blame something on all Muslims. It's not like honor killings are strictly an Islamic thing. Honor killings happen in third worlds, in the Middle East, in the Muslim world, in the Jewish world, yeah. In the Christian world, yes. So to kind of say that honor killings are a product of one religion, no. The only thing that happens is that the media focuses on honor killings and only when they have to do with Muslims and only when they happen to do with the Middle East, because there have been honor killings involving Christian Arabs. So it isn't just Muslims, but these people, these haters like Geller and Spencer, they're just so ugly, and it was nice to see the community come out and defend, first of all, to show compassion for the Mukdad, for Mukdad's mother, I believe, and the family. This girl was killed, according to the reports, by her stepfather. It's horrible. We got a number of stories that are up online that you can read about it. Jessica Mukdad has a Facebook memorial page if you want to show support for it. Go to our website at RadioBaldy.com. It is the 4th of May here at 3 minutes after the top of the hour. Again, our number is 248-557-3300. We're brought to you by a wonderful group of supporters, our advertisers, Ziad Brothers, Jake's Candy, Icon Computers, the law offices of Stephen Lagana, the law offices of Jemana K. Ruz, the American Muslim Center, and also our partners, El Muntada Newspaper, MC Gold TV, Sabil Media, The Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, the law offices of Jemana K. Ruz, Life for Relief and Development, and a special thanks to Dr. Bassem DeBibo. And also I had a chance to say hello to Imam Mardini. What a great guy, from the American Muslim Center. It was really nice to chat with him. Good Morning Michigan is another one of our supporters, hosted every morning, Monday through Thursday, by award-winning journalist Layla El-Husseini. Layla is on Monday through Thursday at 8 a.m. here on WNZK AM 690. And every Monday, Layla joins one of the great columnists in the United States. And there's several. Hussein Ibish is one. He's a great writer, but also Ali Yunus. He's on every Monday with Layla. He's based in Washington, D.C., and his columns really kind of provoke the mind to think about different things. Again, how did you feel about the Jessica Mukdad killing and this controversy this past week? Why is it always cast like, you know, it's just Muslims? Does racist hatred really justify, you know, using and exploiting circumstances? I know the family was very upset also because the organizers of, the protest used the girl's name on their conference, and a lot of Arab and Muslims got together last week to hold their counter protest to challenge those people who are coming into Dearborn and who have slandered Dearborn from outside of Dearborn and the Detroit area, because there's a large Muslim and Arab. Remember, there's a large Arab population in Dearborn and in the Dearborn region and Detroit. It's not just Muslims, a lot of Christians. And the irony is most Americans can't tell the difference between a Christian or a Muslim. And if they find out you're Arab, they automatically start attacking you. There are a lot of Middle East Christians who are not Arab, of course, and we recognize them. But when you talk to the average American, thanks to the vicious racism of this Geller and Spencer, they're treated like they're Muslims, and the hatred is directed at them also. So it's kind of funny. It puts a lot of people in a strange circumstance. And give us a call at 248-557-3300. You know, it was 1 year after the murder of Jess McDad that we had these two conferences that debated her legacy. Just this past Sunday, she was a 20-year-old girl, a woman, I guess, from Minnesota, who was shot by her stepfather when she came to Warren, Michigan. Authorities first said she was killed for dishonoring her stepdad, Rahim El-Fetlawi, by not practicing her faith, but later said the reason was the father was sexually obsessed with her. I wonder if Pamela Geller wanted to talk about how American society has this culture of women being abused sexually by, you know, their people. You won't have see them talking about that. You know, they won't have any conferences to talk about how Americans, and that there are a large number of them, men abuse women and sexually harass and rape and kill them. There's no name for that, no special name. The sad thing about this is honor killings is a real issue. It's a real issue, but not just in the Muslim community and not just among Arabs and not just in the Middle East. It's a real issue for a lot of cultures, mainly in the third world. And it does have to do with respect. But the police don't believe it is an honor killing. And to use this and exploit it must have created a lot of hatred. There is a RIP Jessica McDad Facebook page where a lot of people have been commenting. The one story that I read in the Detroit News had a number of people that commented, including someone who said, now read his comment, you know, just to be fair to these people. And only to get your reaction, too. This is typical of the tactics of Western Islamic political and social pressure groups, this writer writes, in response to a story by Francis Donnelly in the Detroit News. This writer continues that because after a terrorist atrocity, quote-unquote, they don't come out protesting the terrorists or their atrocity. Really? A young woman was killed, and it's a terrorist atrocity. I mean, the hatred here is just unbelievable. It's just phenomenal. Give us a buzz. I mean, is it, you know, what did you think of this, and how do you feel about this whole issue of people always, whenever something happens, they have to kind of attack Dearborn and attack Detroit and attack the Detroit region, Arab community, and Muslim community. 248-557-3300. The other issue we're going to talk about, of course, is 1 year since the killing of Osama bin Laden. And the question is America safer 1 year later? Is America really safer? I don't know. I'd like to hear what you think. It took us forever to find the guy and kill him. Should we have killed him? Should we have put him on trial? I don't know if it's a matter of trying to prove that, you know, he was guilty. I think it pretty much was obvious. He even admitted it. But, you know, maybe it would have been better if we hadn't killed him and we brought him to trial. I don't like the idea of us becoming like the terrorists, that we just decide we're, you know, extrajudicial killing. That's an Israeli thing. That's what the Israelis do. They kill people, innocent or not. In these extrajudicial assassination attempts, they target people, murder them in their homes, and maybe 5, 10, 20 other innocent civilians around them will be killed. And they say, well, they're justified because that person was a terrorist. Of course, that person was never given any hearing or rights. They're just killed, and that is called murder. Now, we know we don't like Osama bin Laden, and he was clearly behind the September 11th terrorist attacks against this country. But should we have just killed him when he was sitting in that little, and it wasn't little, but I guess Sparts or Spartan would be the right word to describe that three-story building that he was in the middle of a Pakistani city of Abbottabad, you know, right under the nose of the Pakistani authorities. I think we should have taken him prisoner and brought him to justice, and because we're American and we should always support justice above revenge and above the need to hurt people. All right, it is 11 minutes after the hour. Again, our number is 248-557-3300. Why don't we take a few minutes and go to our break here at Radio Ballady. Our website is radioballady.com, and we're going to come back and talk about these two issues, the backlash and the reaction to the killing 10 months ago of Jessica McDaid, and also 1 year this past May 1st, the assassination or killing of Osama bin Laden. Is America safer 1 year later? I'm Ray Hanania, sitting in here at WNZK AM 690. We're here every Friday morning from 8-7. You know, I keep getting the time zones because in Chicago it's 7 o'clock. But in the Detroit area at 8 a.m., give us a buzz, 248-557-3300. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Jake's Candy, 2-for-$1 candy bags and $1 candy bags available. Wholesale and distribution. Jake's Candy has been satisfying the sweet tooth of thousands of people for over a decade. Now providing delivery service to Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton, Ohio, as well as Rochester and Buffalo, New York, and New York City. For New York service, call Sully at 718-213-1264. Or for more information, call Jake's Candy at 248-747-2223. That's 248-747-2223.
Whether it's makluba, warak diwali, tabbouleh, hummus, mensif, or any of more than 1,000 great Middle Eastern recipes, Ziad Brothers Importing is your best source for Mediterranean food products. Ziad Brothers Importing distributes products under the Ziad name and also many other labels, such as Sultan Extra Virgin Olive Oil and Dana Lebna and Dana Cheese. Try their ready-to-serve microwavable instant side pilafs, including couscous with tomato sauce, roasted green wheat pilaf, cracked wheat pilaf, and rice and lentil pilaf. All tasty, natural, healthy, and authentic Mediterranean dishes from the microwave to the table in minutes. Ziad food products are available at all major food and grocery stores in Dearborn, Chicago, Windsor, Canada, and around the country. If you can't find the product you want, just ask your grocer to stock them. For more information on food or recipes, visit Ziad Brothers Importing online at www.ziad.com. Ziad offers the best Mediterranean food products from our family to yours.
Good news. As of November 17th, Immigration has been given new instructions to review and close all pending cases. If you're in immigration proceedings, call attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Free consultation for Michigan residents. Mention Radio Ballady. For the latest in immigration law, Stephen Lagana specializes in immigration and federal court proceedings. Visas of all kinds, deportation, court appeals, open refugee status, and much more. All immigration cases are currently pending review. It's time to get the right attorney working for you. Call immigration attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Mention Radio Ballady. That's 617-283-1018.
SevilleMedia.com is a wellspring of media arts. SevilleMedia.com tells God's story through short films, drama, poetry, music, and the internet. And you have free media downloads. Go to SevilleMedia.com and listen to Nasheed, based on the Psalms of the Prophet David. for free downloads in several Arabic dialects of stories, short films, poetry, and music. Go to SabilMedia.com.
The American Muslim Center works for the community. It establishes goodness, virtue, and develops relationships between the Muslim communities as well as regional and national non-Muslim communities. The American Muslim Center on Outer Drive in Dearborn. Call 313-565-9314 or visit AmericanMuslimCenter.org.
And welcome back to Radio Ballady. I'm Ray Hanania. Ziad is also announcing, by the way, the release of a new product, very popular in the Arab world and Muslim world. It's called Zawan. It's a luncheon meat that's very popular, and it's chicken and beef luncheon meat, and it's wonderful. So it's out now, and you can check in your local store to see if they have it. It's a traditional premium quality, of course, and an original recipe from Ziad Brothers Importing, and we're happy to help promote that and show support for their products since they do so much for our radio show. I'm Ray Hanania here at WNZK AM 690, our number 248-557-3300. I wonder what you think of the killing of Jessica Mokdad and how it's being used as a symbol in the battle between people who hate Muslims, and that's how they're using it. You know, the whole issue of honor killing, in this case, according to the Detroit News, they're saying that the police said that it's not an honor killing, that it was simply a case of a stepfather sexually harassing his daughter. His stepdaughter, that he was sexually obsessed with her. But two bloggers who often write about Islamic extremism in a hateful way, Pamela Geller of New York and Robert Spencer of New Hampshire, organized a conference last week to argue that honor killings are a serious problem, that the U.S. is doing little to combat, and all they cared about was the fact that honor killings, from their perspective, happen in Muslim communities. But as we know, that's not true. It happens in all communities, including in mainstream American communities, Christian communities, Jewish communities, and Muslim communities. In fact, it happens in other religious communities that are not Muslim, Jewish, or Christian. It's a third world thing where the men or the males look down on their women, and that doesn't just happen in Islamic society in certain areas. That happens across the board. Christians, you know, do that. Jews do that. A lot of people do that. And to turn it into, I guess the most offensive thing was to put her name, you know, to have Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer, you know, these vicious racist bloggers, to put their name on their conference. In other words, what was the intent of their conference? Their conference wasn't to talk about, hey, how do we stop honor killings? What's the way to do it? I mean, it does happen. And honor killings is a problem in many third world countries, including in the Arab and Muslim world. But there are a lot of people standing up to fight it. But to turn it into a political means of attacking Muslims because of, Pamela Geller and this guy Spencer hate Muslims, that's really terrible. So it's interesting, you know, especially when they keep bringing up this thing about Sharia law. Really? I mean, come on. There's religious laws in many countries, they all do the same thing. And this idea that somehow they're bringing Sharia law to Dearborn, it's really kind of sad. And I wonder what you think about it. 248-557-3300. The Imam Syed Al-Kazwini of the Islamic Center of America in Dearborn said it's like a store that sells bigotry. You know, these bloggers he's referring to, Pamela Geller and this doofus Spencer. Their mission is to raise money by making Islam look like a monster, he said. And I think he's right. It's very similar to the hatred of that guy, that Florida pastor. And as a Christian, I'm embarrassed to call him a pastor. Terry Jones, who made all those trips to Dearborn, you know, to promote hatred. You know, a real Christian doesn't go someplace to provoke hatred. That's what it was. 248-557-3300 is our number. We're also asking, how do you feel about the killing 1 year later of Osama bin Laden? What's the political side to it? You know, what's the political aspect to bin Laden's killing? Is there one? Is it going to impact the presidential election? It looks like President Obama is, you know, using it in a way for politics, you know, taking a shot at Mitt Romney, suggesting that Romney would never have taken the opportunity to take down bin Laden had he been in the president at the time. And I think that's really kind of a cheap shot. I think you can, though, look at President Bush and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and say that they really sat on their hands when it came to bin Laden, that they really had the worst campaign to defend this country against terrorism. They really wrapped themselves in the morality of standing up to terrorism, but they never did a proper job of fighting terrorism, because bin Laden was free to do whatever he wanted to do the entire time Bush was president. And it only was after Obama came to office that they really started getting serious about finding Osama bin Laden, who was still out there planning more and more terrorist attacks. So I don't know. Is America safer today, 10 years after Osama bin Laden was killed? It's 21 minutes after the hour here at Radio Ballady. Our number, 248-557-3300. Welcome any callers to call in and share their views. I did reach out to the reporter at the Detroit News, Francis Donnelly, and unfortunately wasn't available. But it would have been nice to get somebody who actually covered, you know, the event to help us, you know, understand what was going on over there. 248-557-3300. Also, I'm going to be coming out to Dearborn probably this coming week, next Friday and Saturday. So if you're interested, maybe you can go to our website at radioballady.com, send me an email. Maybe I'll do a little get-together over at one of the restaurants out there, because the best Middle Eastern food is in Detroit and Dearborn and the Dearborn region. No place is better. When I was young, I used to go there all the time to visit with some cousins, the Court family, and also with our Aunt Badia, and just beautiful people, and that was so many years ago. Detroit and Dearborn were just wonderful places, and I always loved going there. 248-557-3300, if you want to call in and share your feelings about our two topics today, the killing of Jessica McDad, and is it fair to turn, you know, someone's some family's suffering into a national, you know, incident? I don't know. I just don't think it's fair. And when you go to her Facebook page, she was a lovely person, beautiful, and she was very respectful in terms of the way she dressed. She was modest, but, you know, there is a beauty there. And, you know, obviously it was a case where her stepfather was tempted and sexually obsessed with her. And it's horrible. It's really sad. And I know she has a lot of friends that miss her, because when you go to her Facebook page at RIP Jessica McDad, you can see their comments about how she was missed and loved by many people, where she was living. 248-557-3300 is our number if you want to call up and talk about the slain woman, Jessica McDad. She was just 20 years old. And it's kind of sad, because I guess her father, and I don't have all the details, but her father, Muhammad McDad, was just really feeling terrible about all this. The killing 10 months ago in April of 2011 made international headlines. But it was her stepfather, Rahim El-Fatlawi, who drove from Minnesota to her grandmother's Warren home and shot her in the head. You know, to me, it's not really an honor killing. It's more of a guy that's gone crazy. You know, to call it an honor killing just because a relative kills a female. Now, in honor killings, it is the women and females that are targeted. But to simply call something an honor killing because it was a relative involved in murdering a female member of their family, is not, you know, I don't think that's appropriate. And, you know, it has to be more than just that. You know, there has to be, in some of the cases of real honor killings that take place, the families have targeted their sister or their mother or even a cousin. And all of the male members of the family have been involved, and it involved a conspiracy, and they talked about it, and they even claimed honor killing protections, because there are some laws, and that needs to be changed. But to call this an honor killing, I don't think it is an honor killing. I think it's the killing of a madman who was sexually obsessed, as the police said, with this young girl. And she wasn't a biological daughter of the stepfather either. So, and, you know, it's clear that, you know, nobody wants to sanction any kind of killing, but to kind of cast it, I mean, they don't really care. It's Pamela Geller and this guy Spencer, they don't care about, you know, whether it's an honor killing or not. All they see it as an opportunity to exploit and promote their hatred of Arabs and Muslims. Because believe me, honor killings are not the topic, you know, that they're really kind of focused on. 248-557-3300. There are a lot of other issues out there, and if you have an event coming up, I want you to call in. There is an event coming up on May 24th at the Greenfield Banquet Hall at 4770 Greenfield in Dearborn, Michigan. It's Thursday, May 24th. It's the American Prepageant Competition, which is open to Lebanese American women between the ages of 17 and 27. And it's going to be, it's kind of like the first step toward the 2011 Miss Lebanon Immigrants Competition. This is a really popular beauty pageant that takes place in Castle Asuf in Dur Swer, Lebanon, which will take place on August 11th. So what they're doing, what the 2012 Miss Lebanon Immigrants Competition is doing, is they're looking for beauty pageant contestants from around the world. And I think that there are pageants, pre-pageants, that are being held all over the world in 35 or 36 countries. And one is being held in Dearborn on May 24th. And I think you have until next week to apply to be in the Miss Lebanon Immigrants USA pageant, which would be the first step toward possibly, you know, competing in the Miss Lebanon Immigrants 2012 pageant, which is taking place in Lebanon. The website that you need to go to is Miss Lebanon Immigrants. .com, E-M-I-G-R-A-N-T-S, MissLebanonImmigrants.com, if you want to participate in that pageant. It's still open, and they are looking for more, but it looks like they have a lot of contestants that will be competing in Dearborn Thursday, May 24th at the Greenfield Banquet Hall, 4770 Greenfield. The Lebanese community, they're spread out all over. I think there was all over the world. I think I saw a statistic where it said that there were something like 18 million Lebanese outside of their country. Some would call them expatriates. Others would refer to them as emigrants. Expatriate has many meanings, but expatriate, I think, in the common sense, would be somebody who is living outside of where they were originally born. That would refer to a lot of Lebanese, especially here in America, one of the first Arab immigrant communities to come to this country. 248-557-3300. If you have an event you want to promote, I know that the Arab Fest is coming up too next month, and I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to try to make it out there for that one, because it's 3 days of just a lot of fun and celebration of Arab heritage. You know, we don't always have to focus on the negative side, things that, you know, the haters want to bring up, like Geller and Spencer. You could also focus on the positive things, and that Arab Fest is a wonderful thing to focus on. I know that the Dearborn City Council was going back and forth over the permits. They wanted to move it, and I don't know. What do you think? But I don't know if it would be the Arab Fest if it wasn't where it was at on Warren Avenue. So 248-557-3300. 3300. Give us a buzz. Let us know what you think. I think we're going to take another break here at Radio Ballady. And we'll take your calls if you want at 248-557-3300. Let's do that. Let's take a break here at 30 minutes after the hour with the bottom of the hour at Radio Ballady. We're here every Friday morning from 8 until 9 o'clock Eastern. I also host Radio Chicagoland every Sunday from 8 until 10, which would be Detroit time, which would be 9 to 11. And, of course, you can always listen to Radio Ballady online by going to the website at radioballady.com. And you can also listen to Radio Chicagoland and watch it, too, because we video broadcast. We tried video broadcasting Radio Ballady, but because we're hosting this remotely, even the we couldn't coordinate the sound from callers to be broadcast on the video broadcast. So until we find a solution to that, right now we're just broadcasting in audio off of the website of WNZK AM 690 Radio. So we're going to take a break here. You're listening to Radio Ballady. It is May 4th, and it's Friday morning, and hopefully it's going to be a nice day by you. I'm Ray Hanania, your host, and we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll continue the discussion talking about the killing and the aftermath of the death of Jessica Mukdad, and also the one-year anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden, and also any other topic that you want to bring up. We're more than happy to talk about that. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll take your calls at 248-557-3300. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Jake's Candy, 2-for-$1 candy bags and $1 candy bags available. Wholesale and distribution. Jake's Candy has been satisfying the sweet tooth of thousands of people for over a decade. Now providing delivery service to Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton, Ohio, as well as Rochester and Buffalo, New York, and New York City. For New York service, call Sully at 718-213-1264. Or for more information, call Jake's Candy at 248-747-2223. That's 248-747-2223.
Whether it's McLuba, Warak Dawali, Tabbouleh, Hummus Mensif, or any of more than 1,000 great Middle Eastern recipes, Ziad Brothers Importing is your best source for Mediterranean food products. Ziad Brothers Importing distributes products under the Ziad name and also many other labels, such as Sultan Extra Virgin Olive Oil, and Dana Lebna and Dana Cheese. Try their ready-to-serve microwavable instant side pilafs, including couscous with tomato sauce, roasted green wheat pilaf, cracked wheat pilaf, and rice and lentil pilaf. All tasty, natural, healthy, and authentic Mediterranean dishes from the microwave to the table in minutes. Ziad food products are available at all major food and grocery stores in Dearborn, Chicago, Windsor, Canada, and around the country. If you can't find the product you want, just ask your grocer to stock them. For more information on food or recipes, visit Ziad Brothers Importing online at www.ziad.com. Ziad offers the best Mediterranean food products from our family to yours.
Good news. As of November 17th, immigration has been given new instructions to review and close all pending cases. If you're in immigration proceedings, call attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Free consultation for Michigan residents. Mention Radio Ballady. For the latest in immigration law, Stephen Lagana specializes in immigration and federal court proceedings. Visas of all kinds, deportation, court appeals, open refugee status, and much more. All immigration cases are currently pending review. It's time to get the right attorney working for you. Call immigration attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Mention Radio Ballady. That's 617-283-1018. Icon Computer Megastore. Mention Radio Ballady for great deals. Computers and laptops from $99. Apple computers from $129. Warranties included. Shipping available. Free layaway plans. Arabic to English keyboards, $5. Mouses, $5. Repairs for iPods, iPads, Apple computers, and PCs. Icon Computer Megastore on Greenfield, north of Warren Avenue in Dearborn. Mention Radio Ballady. Call today, 313-582-3100. 313-582-3100.
And welcome back to Radio Ballady. I'm Ray Hanania. Our number, again, is 248-557-3300. It's a Friday, May 4th. If you want to call in about any of our topics that we're talking about, or if you have an event that you want to promote, we're more than happy to have you call in and promote that event and let people know about what you're doing. We also, Zed Brothers Importing, has released a new product, very popular. You know, they're the exclusive distributors of Zwan, and that's chicken and beef luncheon meats. It's really popular. I love it. And I used to eat it all the time, and it was very hard to get here, but now you can get it. Beginning, I believe, this week, they started distributing it to stores all over the country. So check at your local grocer and ask them if they have Zwan, which is a halal meat, by the way, chicken and beef luncheon meat, and it's just great tasting. So you can go to their website at ziyad.com. We're talking about two big cases. One of them has to do with Jessica Mukdad, who was killed by her stepfather almost a year ago, I guess, 10 months or more ago. A lot of activists tried to turn it into a political point of attack against Muslims, and they held their own, or tried to hold their own conference in Dearborn, which is just horrible. That Pamela Geller is such a vicious person. You know, I just can't read it. But the truth is, and the truth that she won't talk about, is that living free from violence is a human right, and millions of women and girls suffer disproportionately from violence, both in peace and at war, at the hands of the government, you know, in their home and in communities. It's across the globe. Women are beaten, raped, mutilated, and killed with impunity. That's how Amnesty International discusses it. It's called gender-based violence. Now, when you want to attack a Muslim or an Arab, you can call it an honor killing. But when it's not a Muslim who is killed, or an Arab that is killed by their family, when it's the woman or female victim is a member of another society that's non-Arab or non-Muslim, they call it gender-based violence because, you know, they're trying to address it in a different way. But to call it honor killing, especially in this case when it appears that it's not, you know, it just shows you that it's politically motivated. But gender-based violence stems from the failure of governments and societies to recognize the human rights of women. Doesn't matter what your religion is, doesn't matter where you're from, it's the problem that we have, and it happens a lot in third world countries. Doesn't matter what your religion is, doesn't matter whether you're Muslim, Jewish, or Christian. It's just that the media focuses only on honor killings when they happen in the Middle East. And yes, there are some countries that have laws, and those laws need to be changed. Dictators and tyrants and kings and monarchs who oppress their people, they allow honor killings because they think that it's what the population wants. But there's a rising movement against, you know, honor killings in the Middle East and in the Islamic culture and countries. And it's not, because it's not part of the Islamic faith. It's not part of Arab culture. It's there like it is in any of the cultures, Christian and Jewish cultures. It happens. Women are, oppressed, and they're victims of violence. It's gender-based violence. It happens every place. 248-557-3300 is our phone number if you want to call in and talk about honor killings. The other big story, of course, was the killing of Osama bin Laden last year. And a lot of people are saying that, you know, America is a safer place. There are people that say that, hey, the use of torture was able to make America a safer place. I'm not sure it really did. I don't know that we can't really prove, I guess, that we prevented anything because of those actions of torture. But we can say that we've done a great job of defending our country. I don't know if we had to use torture. You don't want to become a terrorist in fighting terrorism. You don't want to become the terrorist you know, by embracing policies that deny people their rights. I'm not sure I agree with the killing of Osama bin Laden. I don't think he should have been killed, especially if he didn't act aggressively to the Navy SEALs who went after him. I mean, that's my opinion. It doesn't matter whether it's Osama bin Laden or, you know, any of them, any of the great killers of this world. I think that they should be put on trial. I'm not worried about their propaganda benefits that they may or may not get. I think that when you put somebody on trial and you prove your case, you actually undermine, you know, the political message that these terrorists want to bring. And we find out what the real truth is and what the facts are. And it puts an end to a lot of the speculation. I mean, that's one reason why I think they murdered Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, back in the 60s. The assassin, the alleged assassin of John F. Kennedy. I'm not sure I believe that Oswald was the only gunman or that he wasn't part of a conspiracy. But when we can kill him, we prevent the ability to find out what the true facts are. Even whatever, you know, a person like Oswald would have presented in terms of information, you know, it might have had some benefit. But he was killed by Jack Ruby, a guy who was associated with the mob. And who had cancer, and his family was taken care of, you know, by the mob. And it was almost as if he was put up to take, you know, out Lee Harvey Oswald to prevent the real truth from ever coming out. And, you know, maybe exploring the other possibilities, that was a conspiracy of the mafia, labor, and Castro down in Cuba, who we had tried to assassinate Castro, I guess giving him poisoned cigars. And I think that upset Castro. And he reportedly wanted to see Kennedy killed. We'll never know the truth. And I think as painful as the truth is, it's always better to know what the truth is rather than not know it. Or to embrace a lie just because it's convenient. You know, convenient lies are not good morally. And they undermine everything. 248-557 3300 here at Radio Ballady, WNZK, AM 690. I hate to just chat alone. I'd love for you to call in and join in and talk. I know it's kind of a tough, you know, topic. The Jessica McDad killing is just horrible. And then to have these two moronic activists, these haters, Pam Geller and this guy Spencer, you know, try to turn it into some type of anti-Islamic event or to convert it into Islamophobia, I think is horrible. And also, it's very touchy to talk about Osama bin Laden. Deep down, you want him dead. You know, he killed 3,000 Americans, and he seemed to enjoy it. And he tried to pretend like, at first, in the beginning, like he had nothing to do with it. And all these new documents that they're releasing, his letters, I mean, this was a guy that was a megalomaniac. I mean, when you read his letters, you know, as I've been doing over the past week, you really get into him, you find that this guy had a lot of vanity. You know, here's a guy who tried to say that he, you know, he never really represented Islam at all. He never was really someone who was concerned about Muslims or the Ummah. He was someone who was really cared about himself. I mean, he took many wives, not because it was Islamic tradition, but apparently because that's what he wanted to do. This guy had hundreds of millions of dollars at his disposal. But in the end, he was just a lonely person with one of his newest wives, with some of his kids, in a little, adobe-like building, three-story building. And he was like a prisoner in his own self-made prison, using the internet to send messages all over the world, complaining about leaders that he didn't like, trying to, admitting that taking down the World Trade Center's Twin Towers may have been a mistake, that it might have been an error, miscalculation on Al-Qaeda's part. Al-Qaeda was a terrorist organization. I'm not even sure if they still exist. They're remnants of Al-Qaeda, but I don't know if you can call it an organization. Most of its leaders have been assassinated and killed. And while, you know, listen, I have to say that I don't think we should just kill anybody just because we don't like them, just because we think they're guilty or we've judged them in the court of public opinion as being guilty. I think everybody should go to trial, because that's what makes America a great country, that we stand up for principle. That's why we're a better country, because we don't engage in terrorism. And when we send our troops overseas to take down a country like Iraq, even if Saddam Hussein was a dictator, I'm not sure if that was the right thing to do. Morally, it may have been right, but legally, I don't think it was right. There was other ways to do it. So many innocent people were hurt, you know, by invading Iraq, and so many people died. Of course, Saddam Hussein and his family were, you know, treacherous dictators. We have people like that all over the world that we don't do anything about. I don't know why we're not invading North Korea. Why don't we do that? I think it does come down to one of the common denominators in this morning's topic, anyway, is that there is a hatred of Muslims in the West and of Christian Arabs. And if you saw the CBS piece, you know that Christian Arabs are targeted also by the Israelis, who don't really distinguish between Christians or Muslims. They just want to punish everybody and take away their land. So that is a common denominator, that there is a growing hate of the Arab and the Muslim. But it really is about the Arab, because, you know, Americans are not the most smartest people in the world. They're the most educated, but they're the least educated about the Middle East. They really don't understand the distinctions, you know, the important significance, the intelligence that's required to really comprehend something if you're going to deal with a problem. So what they do is they just kill people. And that's a horrible way to react. And for our government to just do that is wrong. So personally, I don't think we should have killed Osama bin Laden. I think we should have taken him prisoner. But we were so afraid. And that's the thing that bothers me. Why were we afraid? We're the better country. Or we should be. Democracy makes us great. The rule of law makes us great. And the rule of law says you just don't murder somebody, even if you've judged them in your own mind as being guilty. You don't. We have a trial. You know, even the stepfather that murdered allegedly Jessica, you know, Mukdad, until he's, you know, proven guilty, technically he's still innocent until proven guilty, as much as we may not like him. But those are things that I think we should be talking about. And those are things that distinguish us from the terrorists, that we can separate ourselves, you know, from the hatred. And that we don't allow our anger to overcome us, as, you know, racists like Pamela Geller and Spencer have done. They've allowed their hatred of Arabs and Muslims to overcome them. It's a political hatred, too. It's an opportunistic hatred. They're trying to achieve a goal, and they're using all this. They don't care about Jessica Mukdad. They don't care about any of the victims of honor killings. And again, I'm not saying that the Jessica Mukdad killing was an honor killing, because I don't believe it was. I think it was just some crazy stepfather sexually obsessed with this beautiful young woman, as tragic life that was taken. It's horrible. 248-557-3300 is our number if you want to call in and chat with us. And I know this is kind of a tough morning. I know it's kind of quiet. Maybe these are not, you know, the most, you know, but these topics are right up there. You know, these are what the world is talking about, and we should be talking about them too. 248-557-3300. I think we're going to take one more break, James, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about our topics, the killing of Jessica Mukdad, and how it's been turned into a political issue by the haters like Pamela Geller and Spencer. And also the one-year anniversary since the killing of Osama bin Laden. Is America a safer place? I'm Ray Hanania here at Radio Ballady. Our website is radioballady.com at WNZK AM 690 Radio. 248-557-3300. Let's run another break, and when we come back, we'll hopefully take some calls. I'll be right back right after these messages.
Good news. As of November 17th, Immigration has been given new instructions to review and close all pending cases. If you're in immigration proceedings, call attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Free consultation for Michigan residents. Mention Radio Baladi. For the latest in immigration law, Stephen Lagana specializes in immigration and federal court proceedings. Visas of all kinds, deportation, court appeals, open refugee status, and much more. All immigration cases are currently pending review. It's time to get the right attorney working for you. Call immigration attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Mention Radio Baladi. That's 617-283-1018.
Whether it's McLuba, Warak Dawali, Tabbouleh, Hummus, Mensif, or any of more than 1,000 great Middle Eastern recipes, Ziad Brothers Importing is your best source for Mediterranean food products. Ziad Brothers Importing distributes products under the Ziad name and also many other labels, such as Sultan Extra Virgin Olive Oil and Dana Lebna and Dana Cheese. Try their ready-to-serve microwavable instant side pilafs, including couscous with tomato sauce, roasted green wheat pilaf, cracked wheat pilaf, and rice and lentil pilaf. All tasty, natural, healthy, and authentic Mediterranean dishes from the microwave to the table in minutes. Ziad food products are available at all major food and grocery stores in Dearborn, Chicago, Windsor, Canada, and around the country. If you can't find the product you want, just ask your grocer to stock them. For more information on food or recipes, visit Ziad Brothers Importing online at www.ziad.com. Ziad offers the best Mediterranean food products from our family to yours.
Jake's Candy, 2-for-$1 candy bags and $1 candy bags available. Wholesale and distribution. Jake's Candy has been satisfying the sweet tooth of thousands of people for over a decade. Now providing delivery service to Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton, Ohio, as well as Rochester and Buffalo, New York, and New York City. For New York service, call Saleh at 718-213-1264. Or for more information, call Jake's Candy at 248-747-2223. That's 248-747-2223.
And you can also, from Ziad Brothers, get their very popular Zwan luncheon meats, chicken and beef. They're halal, of course. And go to Ziad.com to get more information. But Zwan is very popular in the Arab and Muslim world, and it's now available in the United States. It's the original recipe, and people just love it. I love it, too. 248-557-3300 is our number. Our website is radioballady.com. If you want to go there, there are a lot of things you can go to do when you go to our website at radioballady.com. You can get information on Layla's morning show, Good Morning Michigan, which is broadcast Monday through Thursday from 8 to 9 in Detroit. Good Morning Michigan is a phenomenal show every morning that you might want to listen to. And on Mondays, I know that Ali Yunus comes on. He's one of the great columnists and a friend. Layla is also involved with the National American Arab Journalists Association. We have, I think, now 7 chapters around the country. And we're talking about putting together a conference in Washington, D.C. And it's not easy because, you know, we're still a small Arab community. We're not a big community. I mean, I don't know. There are like 4.5 million Arabs in the United States. That sounds like a lot, but it's not. Spread out over, you know, what, 48, states on average. That's 100,000 people in every state. That's not a lot. We're going to try because I think one of the most important things we can do as Arabs is to assimilate, maintain our identity, but still assimilate into American society and help Americans better understand who we are. Because if we don't do that, then you have these people like Spencer and Pam Geller who try to exploit the stereotypes and the inaccurate information about who we are. And, you know, we have to stand up to it. And, of course, I'm not afraid to stand up to them at all. I've been doing it all my life, and I'll continue to do it, even at the expense of, you know, some people in the community get mad, you know, because I am doing it in English, and, you know, I'm not doing it in Arabic. And a lot of times people read my columns and say, you know, why did you say this? There'll be 800 words and they'll find 4 words they don't like. and they'll try to take me to task for that. Or because I really believe that when you write, you got to talk to the people who don't know you as well as we do. So I write in mainstream American newspapers, and I also write in Israeli newspapers. I could write in the Arab newspapers, but what would be the point? You know, a lot of the Arab newspapers really don't have many readers. They already understand the issues. You know, what would be the point of writing columns telling, you know, us, we know the issues. You know, we don't want to just hear ourselves talk. It's about, you know, having an impact. So you want to talk to the people who need to understand. So I address all of my columns directly to American audiences. So I write for Creators Syndicate, which is the largest syndication of columns in the United States. And as the columns are published in newspapers all over, in American publications. And I get a lot of reaction from Americans. And they're very engaged. And Arabs and Muslims, we need to get very engaged in, you know, our community and engage the right way. You know, engaged in a positive way to change how we look. There's also, by the way, I should tell you, I have several of my books are now available online. In ebook format, you can go to Amazon.com, and there are several books that are available for the Kindle, and eventually they will be available publications. Like you can actually download the Kindle version, and you can read it, you know, on the iPad. And those include my humor book, I'm Glad I Look Like a Terrorist: Growing Up Arab in America, which a lot of people really like because it was just a story of what a young person, a young Arab American myself, would go through back in the 50s and 60s growing up in this country. And even still today, a lot of young people are experiencing the same thing. And it's good to know when you're going through, you know, you face discrimination or you face racism as a young person. It's good to know that somebody's already been through it, survived, and it gives you the strength to stand up to it. And I also have another book called New Media Strategies that helps people understand public relations and communications. That book is doing very well. That one is selling. Now that one was like $4.99. The other books are $2.99. There's also one called If We Can Laugh Together, We Can Live Together, which is a collection of my humor columns. I think there's something like 120 columns in the book. So if you have a Kindle or an iPad, you can go online to Amazon.com, type in my name, Hanania, and pull up all the books you want. And I am writing and finishing, and I'll be done with my fourth book called Saving Palestine, which is a look at what needs to be done and what needs to be said to really change the way we're moving in terms of saving Palestine, because we're not doing enough and we're not doing it the right way. What little we are doing, it's not enough, and it's not even being done right. So hopefully this new book will be out soon. And I think this ebook, it's just amazing how many people are downloading the ebooks. I'm just, you know, I'm like blown away by it. There's so many people that have downloaded those books, and they're very inexpensive. I made them, you know, they're like $2.99, I think, is the book. All right, anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening and, you know, sharing in our show this morning. And, of course, for all the support I get from all of you out there in Detroit and the Detroit region, northern Ohio, northern Michigan, Windsor, Canada. I really do appreciate the emails, and I know Layla does too. Remember to listen to her show on Monday morning at 8 o'clock right here at WNZK AM 690. And go to our website at radioballady.com. Very easy. Support our Facebook pages. Support us and help us continue to give a voice to our community. I'm Ray Hanania. I'll see you next Friday at 8 o'clock right here at Radio Ballady, WNZK AM 690. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
WNZK has available a few...